Welcome back to this week's installment of Expand Your Mind and Be Kind. Thanks for joining Ryan and I on our adventure, and I hope everyone enjoys our episode. Thank you.
Today's quote is from Sheryl Salzberg. Throughout our lives, we long to love ourselves more deeply and to feel connected with others. Instead, we often contract, fear intimacy, and suffer a bewildering sense of separation. We crave love, and yet we are lonely. Our delusion of being separate from one another, of being apart from all that is around us, gives rise to all of this pain. Jimbo Slice.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Where the
Kwanzaa candles are glowing in the Hanukkah. What is that thing called?
Menorah?
The menorah is rolling. You'll be of good cheer.
It's the most wonderful time of the beer. Because everybody likes to drink beer except people that don't.
And the people that don't can fucking die. I'm just kidding.
So today we're going to talk about holidays and how those holidays are the same than every other year. Totally kidding. They are different this year than they have been. So where do you want to start, Jim?
Well, I feel like we should address the elephant in the room. No, literally, there's an elephant in the room. I'm not sure what to do with it.
Trunk or treat.
What the holidays are like in 2020, I think this is the first time anyone alive has really gone through a real, true pandemic and navigated the holidays. It's interesting.
Yeah, and I wonder how people are making that trade-off. I was listening to, I think it was an NPR interview that they did with a neuroscientist that studies human behavior from San Francisco State. And he was talking about how the reason that this is so difficult for people, as far as like not spending time with others and that kind of stuff, is because to everybody, their loved ones, even when they're sick, they don't look any different, right? Like there aren't noticeable differences to the immediate eye if someone is sick with COVID. And so we struggle from a human standpoint to make terms with, we can't see each other. Because to the eye, everything is fine.
Mm-hmm.
So how, I know that you worked on Thanksgiving. How is that kind of different than other years where you've been with your family? I mean, obviously not being with them is different in and of itself, but what was all of that like for you?
Well, it's definitely different. I wasn't able to join my family until later on in the evening. And even then, it wasn't really the whole family. We usually have like a big Thanksgiving with like multiple parts of the family, like cousins and some aunt and uncles and stuff. But it was just our own family group, and then my brother and his family. It's pretty small. But it was also kind of weird too, because we have, like most American families out there, a lot of divisions along like political and religious lines. And so that was something that was kind of, I guess, thankfully avoided, like the plague, pun intended. because I think people just they feel too strongly about it. 'Cause you know, like Thanksgiving is the traditional American holiday where we all get together, slap a bird in the oven, cook a bunch of roots, and then sit at a table and yell at each other
True.
for a
Yeah.
couple hours because, you know, the Democrats did this and the Republicans did that. But I think that just kind of, at least in my family, it just kind of like it remained in the dark. There's a little bit of banter, but no one really tread those waters, which is it's kind of nice. How about
So,
yours?
well, I want to dig in a little bit to what, like, the whole concept of like suppressing those conversations, because don't get me wrong, like, I think especially this year, everybody's been through so much. Whether you're directly affected by a loved one or friend or someone that you know has been sick with COVID or otherwise, or you've lost your job or whatever that looks like, you but. There's just been so much that people have dealt with that, I mean, I think even in the last episode we did, we encouraged everybody to probably stay away from some of those heated discussions during the holidays.
Right.
But what do you think around like a norm, whatever a normal year looks like, one where we're not in the middle of a pandemic where, you know, a ton of people in the United States and around the world are infected with the virus.
Well, I don't,
What
we've had an episode about like how we personally should like handle situation like dicey situations like that, where there's a big difference of opinion, and how you really should open up and have an adult conversation about it, because the less communication you have, the more likely there is to be a division and an
Right.
uncommon understanding. But I don't know. I feel like the pandemic kind of gets, especially the holidays and the pandemic kind of get a special place because it is everyone. It's like everyone's on treading on glass right now.
Yeah, but I think also more where I was going with that is not necessarily like how to have those conversations, but more like, are they actually worth having with your
Oh,
family?
gotcha.
Like it at the end of the day, we're more than likely not going to convince our parents or our relatives to change their political perspective,
At
or
one
even in a
meal.
lot of cases, well, even just in general, like I don't know. I've just struggled with that lately because I think that it ends up being a conversation that it just kind of repeats itself. And I think identifying like, hey, look, we're probably not going to agree on this. And then coming to terms with, is it worth continuing to have discussions about a specific topic if you know that it just ends up
Right.
creating conflict for people that like that you love otherwise, right? Like, yeah,
Right.
you may disagree with your parents or your brothers or sisters or cousin or aunt or uncle or grandparents or whatever, but at the end of the day, they're people that you love and care about and respect. And I don't know. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on like where what is the point or what is the threshold where it's like it's okay to not talk about that stuff. And let's talk about other things that are more amicable.
But also, like, yeah, I guess what I would, what I've thought about this pretty good amount, just because there is a lot of differences of opinions in my family. But I think our families are like, what is our family for? There are baseline support group. I mean, if all of us are lucky enough to have family there for us, or you know,
Right.
they're still alive or whatnot, or talking to us. And if it's not worth it's not worth losing friend or like losing family and having developing divisions in your family over disagreements, especially if you know that your family members are very set in their ways and very unlikely to listen to your opinions and what you may have to say.
Yeah, and I mean, you can spend that time encouraging some like fun, like sharing, hey, I learned this, or like I don't know. I just feel like there are some ways
Having
to like have a good time, and even to like reminisce on old times and like that kind of stuff. I feel like that could just be a more emotionally healthy, productive use of time for everybody, and in a lot of cases. That's not to say if you and your family can have a civil discussion about things and it's very respectful and you may disagree on things, but you're willing to hear each other out and that kind of stuff. I'm not saying this is some sort of like ubiquitous rule. I'm just
Right.
more saying like if you have identified and you've tried several or countless times to have a different conversation and it just does not work. I don't know. That was where I was thinking about. And
Yeah.
I was thinking about that because, you know, you can think of times where, I don't know, you never know when it could be someone's last holiday and that kind of stuff. I don't mean to get too sentimental here about this, but I feel like in a lot of cases, you kind of want to relish the times that you do get to spend with people because the reality of the situation is, you know, given not only what's going on in the world right now, but just normal day-to-day life. Anyway,
Right,
that's.
with the pandemic, nobody's really, I mean, especially during a pandemic, it's very obvious that our time here on Earth is limited.
Yeah.
And you may regret some of the words or disagreements that you had with your loved ones when they're gone.
And I've also thought, I mean, even just being really vulnerable right now, I have felt even like within my own close family, I feel like I've kind of distanced myself from a few of my family members and not in a conscious way. I think in more of a subconscious way of it's like every time I talk with you about something, it's like doom and gloom, or you're like, this is the worst thing ever. And it's like, it's like too much. There's a difference between like being supportive of someone or something and helping them get through a rough time versus kind of a self-indulgent negative attitude where it's like it feels good to be that way. And so I feel like it at some point, is it better to help rotate that narrative to say, let's talk about something that you're not upset about.
Right.
So,
Talk about
yeah.
something we have common ground on, because chances are, we can find something in common with our families. I mean, I
Right.
know with my family, we like to play a lot of board games as a family, or like watch movies together whenever we get together, and that's always something we can go to. And we also like to talk about like cool new things we learned about, like as far as, oddly enough, my family's pretty right wing, but they're also very like save the planet and go green and organic and cruelty free, all that stuff. So we talk about things concerning that,
That just
which
goes
is
to
nice.
show, yeah, there's some cognitive dissonance or some dichotomy with the way that people's belief systems are.
Right.
You can be a, you know, as the example you just gave, you can be a conservative or you can have conservative ideas, but you can also be extremely progressive in a different area of your life. And so, yeah, I think that's an important thing to highlight for people. Well, as far as my Thanksgiving, it was pretty non-traditional, but also traditional. One, I ached for traditions that, I mean, of course, I would have loved to have been able to hang out with you around the holidays and or around Thanksgiving, I guess, and other friends that we would normally be able to see, but we chose not to. One, to, you know, keep safe and limit exposure to other people out in public. But we went over to Catherine's mom's place, and she had water main had busted in her house
Oh no.
last year. and she had basically lost like an entire floor of her house, and she ended up getting I think she got insurance money from the damage that was done, and has done some really good work with contractors. And that's also a concern, right? Is, people that need critical home repairs right now, not like I want to do this glam project, but I
Right.
like legitimately need to make my house livable where there's not a ton of mold and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, that's a concern too, but it's looking really nice now. And we went over there. It was her mom, her brother's fiance, and then her brother's fiance's dad and stepmom, and Catherine and I. And of course, we took Minnie.
Of course.
Yeah, it just felt weird. We wore masks the whole time, by choice. I mean, they weren't telling us that we had to, but yeah, just it's I like to think of it as like, it's never like high pressure situation, not never, but it's much more of a high pressure situation learning how to do something than it is actually doing it, like riding a bike or driving a car or something like that. And I feel like we're learning how to like drive the car right now with wearing masks and stuff like that, because in the United States we just haven't done that as a cultural norm. So anyway, that was something that I thought about the whole time that we were over there. And then we came home and we watched holiday movies,
Oh,
and
fun. Had a little like mini Thanksgiving with
yeah,
Minnie.
and then we actually made food the next day, because we didn't really do much prep. Catherine made green bean casserole, but the next
Fight me on that, but I think green bean casserole is the most sacred part of Thanksgiving.
yeah, she did something really interesting. So I bought white button mushrooms and portobello mushrooms, and she put both of them in the casserole, but then she also took onions and mushrooms and put them on top,
Ooh, oh
like
my
after it was
Lord.
done being made,
Yes, please.
and then put it back in the oven and kind of crisp those on top.
Hey, Minnie.
I think Minnie heard Rosie's jingling.
Yeah. Rosie's got a very loud collar, so that's understandable.
Yeah,
Well, she's pitch
she's
black.
kind
It's the only way to find her in the dark.
of yeah. So yeah, that was about the extent of our holiday. We did some other stuff. We made fixed day. Catherine made a good turkey and all sorts of stuff. But it was nice. It just felt different.
Yeah. And I think that Americans all across the country, it was different. Even the ones that, kind of pretended as if nothing was different and they were going about their business as usual, it was still different.
Man, and I don't want to soapbox here, but if you're just like carelessly doing whatever you want right now, it's very difficult for me to have empathy for you if you're not caring and being considerate toward other people.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that is testament to people's ability to kind of justify their actions. A lot of, and this is obviously going kind of on a tangent, but a lot of people see the mask situation as kind of like a validation of rights and kind of being forced upon us by the government. And so they see themselves justified for not wearing a mask. But, for most people, especially people in the healthcare field, it's almost like a direct attack. It's like, how dare you?
Right. Yeah.
But I
Yeah.
digress.
Yeah. I definitely don't want to jump down a rabbit hole with that either. I just it, anyway, that's just something I've been thinking about too, is you bless all of you that have been wearing masks and taking this seriously.
Right.
So what is your favorite like holiday, whether it's for Christmas, because we're coming up on that, for people that celebrate Christmas, just holiday stuff in general. What is a favorite holiday treat that you like to enjoy? that's either only available at the holidays or you just kind of hold as a holiday tradition. And it can be food or like watching something specific or a ritual, or it doesn't have to be something you eat or put in your body.
I would say probably 12 bottles of Pinot Noir
Nice.
all at once.
I'm a fan. Nothing like some Pinot Grigio.
No, Pinot Noir, right?
Oh, I know. Anytime I can say Pinot Grigio, I think it's fun.
Pinot Gris. But I would. Sheesh. Ooh, I don't know. That's a toss up. I love pumpkin pie. I love apple pie.
Wait, what do you put on it? What do you put on pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin.
You don't put like whipped topping and cherries or any of that kind of stuff on it.
I really like pumpkin pie cheesecake.
Oh,
And I
dang.
know you know what I'm talking about,
I
Robert.
hate pumpkin pie cheesecake.
What?
I know, it's the worst.
Ryan, no, you don't.
I
I
know.
refuse to believe it. No, you love cheesecake. You're not allowed to dislike pumpkin pie cheesecake.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Do you remember Olive Garden when we had the pumpkin pie cheesecake?
I would eat a piece of frozen pumpkin cheesecake. Now, like, break my teeth off.
Yeah, me too. I had to get completely new teeth because of the pumpkin pie cheesecake at work.
Yeah, now I have wooden teeth.
I have teeth of wood and also slaves' teeth in honor of our great founding father. If you don't know about that, then I sounded very, very racist.
Yeah.
But if you like kind of boil it down to probably one of my favorite things, it would have to be the desserts that people bring out around the holidays. Because let's be honest, anywhere from Thanksgiving to Christmas, people eat more sweets and like desserts than they probably do for the rest of the year combined.
Yeah, unless you have some really sugary habits, which is fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
Your diabetes will thank you. But yeah, I was like pumpkin pie, apple pie, chocolate pecan pie. Ugh. With candied
Interesting.
pecans. Oh my Lord, it is good. It's
I don't
actually
think I've ever had chocolate pecan.
a southern thing. But no, my family's been making it since I was a little kid. It is a diabolical. If you like those candied pecans, you know that you can get around the
Oh, yeah.
holidays. It's
Yeah,
like
Catherine
like
makes them.
that in like a chocolatey custardy pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to have some of that.
Yep, gonna get to eat the whole thing.
Give it to me now.
But yeah. How about yourself? What is the food that stands out for you?
It's eggnog.
Oh my God, eggnog.
Yeah, I think it's got to be eggnog. It's like a sentimental thing. It's okay, like it tastes good to me, but I mean, it just reminds me of so many fond memories, and
Like as a
it
kid,
just makes
slamming
me
down the
feel,
eggnog that
oh
Aunt
yeah.
Betsy brought.
I remember going to the store, you know, when you're really young and you have like $5 that your parents or whoever give you to go spend at the store, and I was like, how much does eggnog cost? And it was like $2.99 or something like that, and I'm like, how much is that with tax? And then I was like, oh, and then I can still buy this other thing too. And I remember going to the store with my little sister Lauren, and we would buy eggnog all
Just
the
fucking
time.
chug it.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
chug it all the time.
I do like eggnog. Although I've had some bad experiences with eggnog in the past, I still like it. Hear me out here. Eggnog cheesecake. You think that's
Okay.
doable? Or does that just sound
Sure.
disgusting?
I think it sounds good.
I feel like any version, anything with cheesecake is, you know, it's a winner in my book.
Yeah. Banana cheesecake, chocolate cheesecake, peanut butter cheesecake, cheesecake, cheesecake.
Right. Hey, cheesecake.
Mayonnaise cheesecake.
Pickled cheesecake.
Pickled cheesecake would be kind of interesting.
Honestly, yeah, salty, but like kind of vinegary and obviously creamy. Creamy beige. That's what you could call that. Creamy beige cheesecake. Actually, I have had Bailey's cheesecake before. It's delicious.
What are you doing in my walls?
I'm all Greg.
I got creamy beige.
Like my wine colors.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that even during this pandemic, we can still enjoy the holidays just differently.
Yeah. Just differently.
Yeah.
What's your go-to, not holiday movie, but around Thanksgiving time to watch? Doesn't even have to be a holiday themed movie, but if you have like a tradition that you do or something that you get the inkling or the hankering for.
The hankering.
Yeah.
I feel like that is a tradition for a lot of people, is to go to the movies,
Yeah.
like around the holidays. But you can't do that this year, obviously. Man, I miss movie theaters, dude.
Me too. It's
The
been
cinema.
A long time. It's been like 9 months,
Yeah.
10 months.
And who knows, like, how many are going to be able to reopen when they ever, if ever they do reopen. Be interesting to see. But as far as like traditions or like movies around the holidays, Home Alone.
Oh yeah, I love that
That's
movie. I
a
think Catherine and I were actually talking about watching that the other day.
big one for my family. The original, like the Home Alone 1. I
Yeah.
mean, they're all good, but
Not Home Alone 7.
yeah, Home Alone, the Ocho.
Home Alone the Ocho.
I don't know. That one just has I. It always reminds me of Christmas's past.
Yeah,
She's squeaking
it's
her
a good
toy.
one.
She wants to be heard.
Nice.
She wants to be
She
pet.
wants to be heard. She's like, play with my toy.
She's like, play with me.
Yeah.
Dad, get off the microphone. Do the important things in life, like play with me.
Is an important thing.
Is.
Minnie heard that.
How about you?
Yeah.
What's your go-to?
Christmas Vacation, I think, is always going to be the stupid movie that I just because there are so many funny one-liners that and the situational antics that happen.
Another favorite.
I like when Cousin Eddie is like, he's like, now don't forget to buy yourself something real nice from me, Clark. It's just so funny. And then I would say the other movie is probably Elf.
Oh my God, yes. I think it's
Just
one of my favorite
because,
Will Ferrell movies.
yeah, the part where he's like, he calls, I think he calls his brother and he's like, hey, saw a dog today. You seen a dog? It's like, oh, I'm sure you probably have.
So much like simple beauty in that movie, while also being
Yeah.
ridiculous and hilarious at the same time.
Right.
One for the books for sure. I think
One
Christmas
for the
Vacation is my
records.
favorite Chevy Chase movie too. I'm gonna go out there and just make that claim for myself.
It's a good one. Yeah.
It is, dude. When he sprays the like, kids, don't do this at home. And then just takes off. It's gold.
Yeah.
It's stupid, but it's gold.
As most gold things are.
Right, gold's stupid. I think that's the moral of the story.
That's what we're going to call this episode of the
Gold
podcast.
gold will be stupid soon. Did you read about that article? No, discovered that rare earth mineral asteroid.
No.
This asteroid that is supposed to be coming by Earth in the near future. I don't even know if they gave it like a conventional name, but it has like a they assign a number to all the asteroids. They've estimated a net worth of greater than the GDP of the entire world.
Nice.
Yeah. Which that might shoot down the old, you know, price of metals and on the earth, but yeah, I don't think anyone can would complain about that except for maybe people that trade rare metals.
Sure, yeah. Makes but total sense.
We should do an episode about like the future of asteroid mining and like space ventures. I think that'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, agreed. I'm down. Sounds like a plan to me. Well, do you want to, unless there's anything else you want to add, do you want to take a quick break and then we'll be back with the Be Kind?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Sounds good. We'll be. Welcome back to this week's installment of Expand Your Mind, Be Kind, where we teach you how to be kind and your mind will stay forever not expanded.
Or will it blow up? We don't know.
I just keep thinking of that GIF where that guy's like, you know, like does the thing next to his head.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, anyway.
I feel you.
Today's Be Kind is very simple. It is tell someone something that you appreciate about them. And that is, that can be one of your friends. It can be a family member. It can be a random person that you see on a regular basis at work. Just be very, very specific about it, and it will yield good results for them, because as long as you don't say something that sounds too stock, like, oh, you're a really nice person, like that doesn't really sound very genuine or sincere. But if you said, you know, I really appreciate how caring and considerate you are in this meeting, you always give other people an opportunity to give their input or something like that, you know, like that just, it can really make, and we could all use a little extra nudge of positivity and appreciation, because it's very much scarcity right now. So, Jim, I don't know if you have anything you want to add to that, but I thought that would be topical for our episode today.
Yeah, I think either of us, any of us, it wouldn't hurt to just give a little bit of reassurance or love. What I was gonna say was coming a little bit more from the old healthcare perspective, because I've taken care of a lot of elderly people that have passed in these last weeks. If you really love your family members, try to keep a safe distance, wear your mask. Be whether or not you agree with, you know, the restrictions that we're having to undergo, or whether or not you're just too fatigued from all of the pandemic trappings. Be cognizant of the loved ones in your life that are high risk and could be hurt most by getting this virus. So just
could
be
not
mindful.
Agree more. Yeah. Could not agree more. Reciprocate. And people will do the same for you as well. So it's
We
kind of
hope.
a, yeah, it's the most people will. Okay, well, I'm excited because Jim has a recommendation this week, so we'll see what he has cooking up in just a minute.
I'll be home for Christmas.
You can count on.
That AC/DC?
I got a picture hanging tree.
Christmas!
Christmas bells, wait, carols,
Christmas bells.
bells. Yeah.
That was always the pump up song for the high school football
Yeah.
game.
Absolutely. So, Jim, what do you got for us today?
I got us a very simple recommendation. Super simple. In fact, like three ingredients simple. And
Oh, like all that's almost suspiciously simple.
it's deliciously simple.
Heyo.
Something that I always look forward to around the holidays, whether spiked or not, is hot chocolate. I
Ooh.
love hot chocolate. I love chocolate in general, but
Jim, hello.
chestnuts
Technical.
roasting over an open fire. We're recording again. Sorry, I like to sing Christmas songs to myself.
Me too.
Sorry, yeah, my mic got unplugged.
All good, man. So you were
It's not
talking to us
okay,
about the
Ryan.
chocolate.
Yes. So, there's like the Swiss Miss hot chocolate or like the Nesquik hot chocolate, which is powdered form and quick and easy, but nothing delicious should be quick and easy. And real old-fashioned hot chocolate, which is guaranteed to blow your mind if you like chocolate, is stovetop hot chocolate that you make with milk, half and half, chocolate chips. And then you can switch around a myriad of other things to cater it to your taste buds. It's very versatile and a very unexact recipe.
So what you're telling me is Swiss Miss is not the best you can buy.
Not quite.
Oh,
So
man.
for like a generic batch of this deliciously molten goodness, it is 2.5 cups of whole milk, 2.5 cups of half and half, 8 ounces of milk chocolate chips, a tablespoon of confectioner's sugar, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and a little baby bit of kosher salt, like just a pinch.
Boom, baby.
And then you can top it with whipped cream or marshmallows or marshmallow cream, whatever the heck you want to, but oh, and you just let this simmer on the stove for 10 minutes, like barely simmering. You don't want to scorch the milk, and you don't want to melt the chocolate too fast. But holy cow, it is
Sounds
delicious.
good. Yeah.
And the cool thing about it is you can just like how many forms chocolate takes, you can do that with hot chocolate. You can have peppermint to it, you can add caramel to it. Shit, you can add peanut butter.
Ooh.
Whatever your heart desires, whatever you
I'm a
think
fan.
goes well with chocolate. Some people like to put cherries in it.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. Chocolate and cherry always goes well together.
Hell yeah. And or you can do the best thing that you could possibly do to chocolate, hot chocolate, and that is add some liqueur. Whether your liqueur be Kahlua or Bailey's or St. Brennan's, just like the off-brand Bailey's.
Or just, Natty Light.
Yeah, or champagne. but you can really do whatever you want with it. Or just mix all of them, honestly. Just make it a sweet, loving pot of diversity.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Like, extremely good.
Yes. And the only downside is you might drink yourself sick, which still worth it. But the key base is that you use equal part whole milk, equal part half and half, and it makes this like perfect blend of creamy but not too thick. And using real milk chocolate, but obviously you can get wild with this and go to dark chocolate, go to white chocolate, go to dark white chocolate.
All the chocolates.
You know, all the chocolate. Or just literally get a little piece of every kind of chocolate and mix it together as long as you do it in the right proportions.
Yeah, you can just experiment with it a little bit and see what you like. Right. It's really, you can at do the this. End of the day, tuning things like that to your taste buds is the best thing.
Yes, sir. And like I said, the alcohol is a nice touch, especially it's been a long day. And fuzzy inside.
Yeah.
Who needs chicken soup when you can have molten chocolate with alcohol?
Molten chocolate with alcohol for the soul.
Yes. There's a book out there somewhere that has that title guaranteed. If there's not, there needs to be.
Yeah. Man, what a great recommendation. I'm excited to try that. I mean, we usually use Penzi's chocolate. They have a mix that they sell for hot chocolate. But yeah, doing it the old fashioned way sounds really good. And doing it, like you mentioned, is a good way to do it because it doesn't need, like a lot of people put it in the microwave and heat it up that way.
Right.
Anything that you expedite the heating of will likely not taste as good as something that's heated a little more slowly.
Right. It's a nice, very, very low, barely simmer. And then you add the chocolate in when you kind of get to that point. You don't throw everything in a pot or a crock pot right away.
Right.
And a little stir and you're ready for happiness in a cup.
Raring to go. Awesome. Well, I hope everybody stays safe and healthy for this next week. And Jim and I will be back next week with a new episode. We took a little break because of the chaos. But we are going to continue on with our normal, like, one episode a week method and rhythm moving forward.
You're going to forge on.
And we will see you all around. And Jim, have a good rest of the evening, and we'll talk soon.
Likewise, Ryan. Likewise.
Bye.
Cool.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to it as much as Jim and I enjoy making it. If you'd like to subscribe, we will be sending out feature content within the coming weeks, months, and years. So feel free to do that, and we'd love to have you around.
And Ryan, don't forget, we're on social media.
Oh, that's right. We are on Twitter at expandmind, be kind, and that is the letter B. And then we are also on Gmail. If you want to send us an email, it's expandyourmindandbekind@gmail.com.
Yeah, send us questions or any thoughts that anyone may have, and can't wait till the next episode.
Like Dr. Dre.